Who would have thought that PSG's trial of Neymar, Kylian Mbappe, and Lionel Messi would be history only 2 years after they joined hands? Messi is now in Miami. Mbappe is likely either joining another team or spending the 2023-24 campaign on PSG's bench. Neymar, who cost the club the most transfer fee of the three to arrive, is seeking his way out of PSG as well. Welcome back to CGTN Sports Talk. I am your host, Li Xiang, and I'm glad to be joined by my colleague, Josh, here.
Great to be back.
So, are you surprised that Neymar now is willing to join Messi and Mbappe to, you know, get their way out of PSG?
Well, it's one of those things where I remember for a very long time there being this kind of conspiracy theory or idea that when QSI bought PSG, the whole point was it was a decade-long project to achieve the World Cup, build hype towards Qatar holding it. And you think of other takeovers or other times when someone's come in with a deadline, it's been, we want to win the Champions League, finish top four, achieve something where you can imagine there's a goal and a continuation. But the question has always been, what happens with PSG once the Qatar World Cup is over? Are they going to lose interest? Are they going to focus on the domestic league? What's going to happen next? So in my mind, there's always been a what will happen post 2022 World Cup in the back of my mind. But for it to fall out like this, I never would have anticipated it, because you had Messi, who was there, yes, maybe against his will. I could see him coming in, doing 2 years, going somewhere else. But with Mbappe and Neymar, they were basically the stars of the team. It's been built around them for so long. And we have seen hostilities for a while now. It didn't work out with that trio at all. But for it to end up like this so soon, and with so much drama for every single member, wasn't expecting that at all.
True. I mean, Mbappe came first in 2017 in a, let's see, 180 million euro deal from Monaco. And then Neymar came 1 year later. Still, that's the record, 222 million euro.
Back to back.
Yeah. They have been, this theoretically, the star duo for PSG. But, I mean, how long, how many games have they actually played together? And what is the best achievement they have accomplished?
Well, that's it. Like, it's one of those weird things where they seem to be put forward, at least by the club, like best friends. And there's so many like highlight packages on YouTube of them running through Ligue 1 and doing like coordinated celebrations and things of that nature. But you look at the statistics, they don't really pass to each other, don't really play with each other. It's more a case of whoever gets there fastest takes a shot on goal and that's it. Then they reset. And there's been plenty of times where, let's say they're playing a game and it's not going their way, cameras catch body language and little moments where they're looking at each other and it seems like they're happy to, let's say they sing when they're winning, to use a certain phrase, but when things are going difficult, they don't seem to get on at all. And that seems to have reached its peak in this past past year or so, this past season or two, especially with Mbappe going much further with his World Cup wins, reaching the final against Messi, whereas Neymar feels like his time is running out. And then the conflict between the two big egos, it feels like they've reached a point where maybe QSI aren't willing to put up with it anymore. New manager Luis Enrique doesn't want to deal with it. And now Neymar knows he's got to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Weren't they actually competing for a penalty kick in the first season when Messi came? And then they, it was either right after that or before that, they hired Campos as their general manager. Because he's in good relationship with Mbappe, and everyone's like, everything is cool. It's just two young men. One is not exactly young, competing for, like, they got the passion and things like that. And Neymar, if I remember correctly, it was not the first time that he was involved in the rumor that either PSG are selling him or he wants out. There were several occasions like this. So finally, why does he become the one who say, okay, I want out? Like, what do you think that triggered that decision?
I feel like partly new manager, Luis Enrique, has come in, and he, I feel, based on what's happened, at least since Christophe Galtier has been kicked out, or you've gone as far back as Mauricio Pochettino, I get the feeling that, like I say, in the back of my mind, there's that 10-year time limit. I feel like they are looking at this being, okay, we had three of the biggest and best footballers, at least three of the most famous in the entire world, for two seasons, couldn't achieve anything on the European stage with them. We're spending a lot of money. Time seems to be running out. We've already lost Messi. With Neymar, I suspect he is looking for somewhere where he can go and be a star rather than being second fiddle, even third fiddle at times.
He's been doing that for too long.
Yeah. So I feel like there's always been this talk of him going somewhere else. And now the backstage, the egos, the drama, things like that, combined with the massive wage bill, have probably added up to this moment.
Yeah, you know, it may be diabolical for me to think like this, but Messi's gone. So whatever happens with PSG, they will never blame Messi for that.
Yeah.
Mbappe now is very likely to be benched for the whole season. So that makes Neymar, if he can still play in a healthy way, their biggest star.
Mm-hmm.
So when there were three of them, they couldn't achieve anything. There was only Neymar now. If they, say, lose to a certain team like Monaco,
yeah,
who are they going to blame? Maybe Neymar. He's looking for a way out, I guess.
Precisely, because not only that, you consider how they've been, not in Ligue 1, but in the Champions League, where in Ligue 1, they have this style of play where it's basically those three superstars up front, then the rest of the team, your Marco Verratti's, your Marquinhos's of the world. But they are the team, but their whole role is just... There must be a tactics board of just get the ball up front, get it to them.
Yeah.
And when they have all that, all the eyes are on them, success in Ligue 1, suddenly when it goes to the Champions League and they're reaching round of 16, quarterfinals, even that year during the pandemic when they got to the final and they blew it, you can see by the body language and you can see by the way they are together that all the eyes are on them. And then when they can't put it together... There's no chemistry there. There's no real camaraderie there. And then when you see the headlines the next day, well, suddenly, how can you go from Mbappe destroying defenders, you know, all these weeks of the season to not be able to do a single thing against a Real Madrid or Bayern Munich? Suddenly, that all the eyes are on him. If you're saying that it's going to go from splitting the blame between three people to just one, and you're Neymar and you are in your 30s, you already have a pretty bad reputation, You are commanding a large wage bill. I think you're getting out now. It's a little late, but it's at least earlier than the disaster we assume is going to happen next.
True. If he wants to be a star somewhere else, do you prefer Chelsea or, say, Barcelona?
So I think Barcelona, because the thing with Chelsea is he'd be going back to Mauricio Pochettino.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not
a big fan of him.
Yeah, he's already said on the record... I believe he named Mbappe directly, but in general, the way he said something about he does want a reunion, well, that also includes Neymar in the scenario. And having dealt with him, and I assume with his swift exit, knowing what it's like to deal with an ego like that, especially at PSG, where they had the connection right the way to the top, it wouldn't be the same with Todd Boehly, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, with Todd Boehly being there, and as we saw with Graham Potter last season, Pochettino will need to make results quickly, and having a diva like Neymar probably will not help. Whereas with Barcelona, they need a star. They need someone who can score goals. They also need someone who can perhaps remind people of the glory days before where they are now, where they're getting knocked out of the Champions League, knocked out of the Europa League, not really competitive at all. So I can see him going back there. And also by going back there, I think for Barcelona... They are in very dire financial straits, but with Neymar still being famous enough to sell jerseys, do sponsorships, promotional spots, that could help them economically in ways that I don't think it'd make a difference to Chelsea.
So in order to cut their debt, they have to actually shoulder more debt first by selling more of their assets, maybe in the sixth or seventh round of leverage.
I mean, that's it. When you say sixth or seventh round... It really speaks to how deep they have gone.
Yeah.
Where it's like they were already in a bad hole and they're digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And now that they are in a position where, like I say, they get knocked out of Europa League because all those tournaments are getting better and getting stronger. The future of Barcelona is bleak. And I think Neymar would be a band-aid, if not a complete reversal of those fortunes.
You think that Xavi Hernandez can actually handle his ego because they used to be teammates when... Actually, in Neymar's best years, when he actually won something, although together with Messi.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's the thing which I always think of when I'm wondering where Neymar's going to go or Mbappe, where they're going to go, because the ego of them is so large. And not just the case of ego is large, it's a troublesome ego, because even with PSG, you think about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you think about Edinson Cavani, players who have succeeded elsewhere, well known for being competitive, well known for having an ego, but never creating the trouble or the drama or the backstabbing that we're getting from these two players.
Yeah.
And I feel like Xavi Hernandez, I don't know too much about him as a manager, but I know that he's pretty much just a well-liked guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people respect him for what he's done with the club. Now, if you are a player of Neymar's stature, I don't think you're going to be looking at him in that same way.
Mm.
And that would probably be a bit of an issue. I really think he needs like a disciplinarian type. Like, I would not be surprised if, I was going to say like a Thomas Tuchel or someone.
Oh.
But I also get the feeling that if that were to happen to Neymar, he's asked for a release immediately.
That's true. And if Barcelona, say, somehow managed to sign him, they should really study the example they have that is similar to Neymar, Dembele, to know actually how they will deal with Neymar. Just to make him cause less trouble.
Yeah.
Let's put the winning things aside first. Like, just make him play like a professional guy instead of, you know, doing other things.
The only way I could see it working is, I mean, we're saying a lot here, but if he could actually mature, because like we say, he is in his 30s now. He's well known for being like a party guy, for being a bit of a brat. But for him to go back to Barcelona, assuming this move does go through, well, surely they would want him in a position of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does want to be the star, which we always assumed that was the issue with him sharing the spotlight at PSG, it would be the perfect time for us to see the adult, the mature, the leader, the generational talent of Neymar, which you've always been waiting for.
Yeah.
The time whose son we think has set. This would be the perfect opportunity. It's just a case of having seen what he's been like when he was at Barcelona, when he's been at PSG. It's a big ask.
It is. At least we know what Neymar is after. It's like something decent before he exiting, say, Europe.
Yeah.
What is Mbappe after?
I could not tell you. And I don't even know what's going to happen next with him.
Yeah.
Be it on his national team, be it his club team, because he wants more money.
Exactly.
He gets the deal. He only wants 2 years rather than three at the offer him. He gets it. Still not enough. He gets offered a lot more money by Saudi Arabia, turns it down.
700 million.
Yeah. He says he wants to go to Real Madrid, but it's up in the air. There's so much going on with him. He wants to be like the captain of the French team, but there's always drama between him and Antoine Griezmann and other players. So he's in this position where he has the talent, and the talent has taken him to the level where he can get whatever he wants.
Mm.
And not only can he get whatever he wants, he's been offered everything he wants, and it's still not enough. I mean, I believe on this podcast, talking about it probably last year, saying how he's Paris-born, Paris-bred, wants to be the star of Parisian football, and then he's talking about moving to Real Madrid, and he gets all these, he talks up a big game, he puts in these fantastic performances, and then I just don't know what it is with him. It's like constantly whatever he gets, it's not enough.
Mm.
And that's one thing if you are a top level talent, which he is, do not get me wrong.
Yeah.
But when you are playing for PSG and you are completely bottling it every year in the Champions League and there's so much drama behind the scenes, or you are with the national team and from the World Cup win, you have bottled it against Switzerland, you get to the final and you drag your team there, but it's still not enough. If you're Carlo Ancelotti and you're looking at this incredible talent, but you know it has a massive wage bill and a massive, let's say, ego bill, psychic weight that has to be carried in the locker room, based on what I've seen these past few seasons from him and heard from insiders and everything, I think he is ruining his own reputation. And I think that's going to come to bite him pretty badly.
That's true, because he's, what, 26, 25?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's really young, so talented, and he has so many good options that is right in front of him. You want money, go to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Or stay in PSG and then be Mr. France in football and everything. You want to be great, go to Real Madrid. They were willing to offer 200 million euros for you last year, and you said no. You said, I'm going to stay in PSG, though, for only another 2 years.
Yeah.
And now you said, I'm going to leave next season, but I'm still loyal to you. That's why I need that 80 or 90 million loyal bonus.
Yeah.
This is just, on the field, don't get me wrong, he is really good because you watched the World Cup in the final.
Yeah.
There would never be the penalty shootout or the extra time without him. Off the field, he's always like I'm going to try to do this. Poke every bear I've ever seen.
Yeah, precisely. And the thing is we were talking, we mentioned a little bit earlier about how Neymar had all this potential and we're still waiting for him to realize it. When Neymar was going to be the next generation, it was Ronaldo and Messi as the top stars. And they were kind of going head to head. That era has moved on. And now it's Mbappe and Haaland as these two figures who are considered the next generation. Consider all this drama we're talking about with Mbappe. Now consider Haaland won the Champions League, won the league. He's breaking all these records. But also, you never hear a bad word about him.
Not even one word.
He's committed in training. He's committed as a teammate to guys like Phil Foden. You look on his social media, he's always promoting the way he works out, healthy lifestyle, healthy this. So on one hand, you have this generational talent who is succeeding on and off the pitch. Then you have this other one who is succeeding within the fishbowl of Ligue 1.
Mm.
Never cracked it on the Champions League. Every time that happens, you see the bad side of him come out, I guess. And then with the national side, yes, he did win the World Cup with them. Can't take that away from him.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, you've had nothing but bad stories.
True.
If this continues and you see the massive, massive wage bill that he's commanding, I don't know. I can't really see him making the moves he expects he's going to get.
Mm. It takes a consent of a player to sell him, especially a star player, to another club. So I don't know. Maybe PSG will work something out with Mbappe in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for this? Probably the richest club in football history to start over. I'm saying, like, I'm getting rid of all of you guys. I'm starting over with players who are actually listening to us and play.
I really think so, because while we are focusing on these two players, even Messi as part of the three, the thing that has really plagued PSG for a long time is they are just considered like a mercenary squad.
Exactly.
Because it's a thing which, like, when I mentioned, like, Cavani and Zlatan going through, you look at their careers and... In fact, you look at like Gianluigi Buffon, who just retired. He spent one season at PSG.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets it. Everything that's achieved at PSG basically doesn't seem to matter, because they can never crack it on the European stage where it truly matters against the clubs with a lineage and a history. And the stuff they do domestically, they dwarf everyone so much, no one takes it seriously. So if you are QSI, if you are even Luis Enrique knowing I'm meant to win here, you need to develop a loyalty, develop chemistry within players,
a culture,
precisely. You can't do that with egos like this. You can't do it with these mercenary players. They've just signed Ramos from the Portugal national side. I like to think that's going to be the first building block to them trying to create a team of their own. And having seen what's happened with Mbappe and Neymar and everyone who's passed through their gates, I would not be surprised if they just chuck this up, end of phase one, go your own ways. We'll take that money, invest it in academy players, young players.
Mm, like what Man City did.
Yeah, precisely, and develop from there. Because to me, PSG has been a bad failed experiment.
That's true. And the Ramos kid is still young.
Yeah.
If, say, they can't find a mentor for him to grow, at least keep him away from the bad mentors.
And yeah.
I'm not going to name who I'm saying. I think you guys get it.
Yeah, we know exactly.
Yeah, and I think so much for today. Thank you for listening. Hopefully, we'll be hearing from you guys very soon next week. See ya.
Speak to you then. Bye-bye.